Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Me and My Feelings, A Guide to Understanding and Expressing Themselves by Vanessa Green Allen, is a children's self-help and emotional learning book designed for readers roughly ages 7 to 10. Written by a professional school counselor and National Board certified teacher, it combines short explanations with activities, quizzes, and practical exercises to help children recognize emotions and respond to them in healthier ways. The book focuses on the everyday reality that children feel anger, jealousy, excitement, frustration, and worry, and that these feelings are normal rather than something to hide. Its purpose is not simply to describe emotions, but to teach children how emotions affect the mind, body, and behavior, and how they can use simple coping tools to regain control. The interactive format makes the book useful both for independent reading and for guided use by parents, teachers, and counselors. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, teaching children that big feelings are normal and manageable. A central idea in the book is that strong emotions are not a sign that something is wrong with a child. Instead of treating anger, jealousy, or excitement as problems to eliminate, the book frames them as experiences children need to understand and handle. This matters because many young readers are still learning the difference between feeling an emotion and being controlled by it. By normalizing emotional intensity, the book reduces shame and helps children approach feelings with more curiosity than fear. The message is practical emotions will come, sometimes loudly, but children can learn responses that prevent feelings from becoming overwhelming. This approach is especially important for early elementary readers, who often have the language to notice feelings, but not yet the skills to regulate them consistently. The book therefore serves as an early foundation for emotional literacy, rather than a theory-heavy discussion of psychology. Secondly, using emotional EDI to explain the emotional brain in kid-friendly terms. One of the book's most distinctive teaching devices is the idea of an emotional brain, nicknamed Emotional EDI. This simplified framework gives children an easy way to understand why they sometimes react quickly, impulsively, or intensely. Rather than presenting emotional regulation as abstract self-control, the book explains that part of the brain is constantly scanning for danger and can push a child toward a fast reaction. That concept helps children see that emotional outbursts are not just bad behavior. They are often rapid protective responses. The metaphor is useful because it makes neuroscience accessible. Without requiring technical language, children can begin to recognize when emotional EDI is taking over and learn that the goal is not to erase emotions, but to pause long enough for thinking and feeling to work together. This kind of explanation is valuable in a classroom or counseling setting because it gives adults a shared vocabulary for discussing behavior without sounding punitive. Thirdly, connecting feelings to thoughts, body signals, and behavior. The book does more than identify emotions. It shows how feelings affect the whole person. It encourages children to notice what happens in their mind, what they feel in their body, and how they act when emotions become intense. This three-part connection is important because many children experience emotions physically before they can name them. A tight stomach, racing heart, clenched fists, or tears can become clues that help them understand what is happening inside. By linking mind, body, and behavior, the book teaches children to read their own warning signs earlier, which is a key step in self-regulation. It also helps them understand that emotional reactions often spill into actions, such as shouting, withdrawing, or refusing to cooperate. That insight supports both reflection and accountability. Instead of simply telling children to calm down, the book helps them identify why they feel out of control and where that feeling shows up, which makes coping strategies more effective. Fourthly, practical coping tools: breathing, self-talk, and verbal expression. The book emphasizes concrete skills children can actually use when feelings become too strong. Among the strategies highlighted are deep breathing, positive self-talk, and talking about feelings instead of holding them in. These tools are important because they translate emotional understanding into action. Deep breathing helps slow the body's stress response, which can make it easier for children to think clearly. Positive self-talk gives them a replacement for thoughts like "I can't handle this" or "this is unfair," helping them shift from panic to problem solving. Verbal expression is equally important because many children either explode or bottle up emotions when they do not have a safe way to speak. The book treats expression as a skill, not just a personality trait, which means children can practice it and improve. This practical orientation gives the book real value in homes and classrooms, where adults need tools that can be remembered and used during ordinary conflicts, disappointments, and transitions. Lastly, interactive lessons and activities that turn reading into practice. The interactive structure is one of the book's strongest features. Rather than functioning as a simple narrative or lecture, it includes lessons, quizzes, exercises, and expressive tips that keep children involved in their own learning. This matters because emotional skills are hard to build through explanation alone. Children need opportunities to reflect, choose responses, and test ideas against their own experiences. The activities make the book suitable for guided discussion, journaling, or classroom counseling sessions, and they help children move from passive reading to active self-observation. Review material suggests that the book is divided into chapters that cover feelings, the self, the mind, the body, life situations, and what to do when emotions become difficult. That structure supports repeated practice across different contexts, which is exactly what emotional learning requires. The book stands out in its category because it treats emotional development as something children can participate in directly, not simply absorb from adult instruction. In conclusion, Me and My Feelings is best suited for children ages 7 to 10, along with parents, teachers, counselors, and school staff who want a structured way to talk about emotions. Its main benefit is that it translates emotional regulation into language children can understand and apply, recognize the feeling, notice the body response, calm the nervous system, and express the emotion safely. That makes it more useful than books that only reassure children or only describe emotions in general terms. The combination of kid-friendly metaphors, practical coping tools, and interactive exercises gives it a clear educational purpose. It also stands out because it is written by an experienced school counselor, so the guidance reflects school-based and everyday child behavior concerns, rather than abstract advice. In the crowded children's emotional wellness category, this book is differentiated by its balance of accessibility and usability. It is not merely a read aloud about feelings. It is a workbook-style guide that helps children practice emotional awareness in real situations. For that reason, it is especially valuable for adults looking for a concrete resource to support emotional vocabulary, self-control, and healthier communication. If you would like to support NBCT Vanessa Green Allen, MEd, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.